Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know, it's funny to me, because we get on Aaron Boone, or we get on Brian Cashman, or whoever, for not being honest, right? You know, Boone says nonsense, he's full of crap. And then a GM of the Boston Red Sox, and I understand they've won some championships, I get it. But the Boston Red Sox, who have traded Mookie Betts already, only to watch it be the biggest disaster in franchise history. I mean, as far as, I mean, maybe Babe Ruth was worse. Let's be fair. Maybe Babe Ruth was worse. But Mookie Betts, I mean, to trade Mookie Betts, you've won a championship with him. He's your guy. He's homegrown. He's one of the best players in baseball. One of the more versatile players in baseball. You trade him, and now you trade Devers, and you try and tell us. Can you, Mike, get me that clip again that Marco just played, if you can, please, that they're going to be better. That they're going to be better. The Boston Red Sox, right? And I understand, I heard Boomer, I was driving home listening to Boomer's comments about he wishes more baseball teams would do this. Not mine. I don't wish my team would do this. A disgruntled player, which, by the way, you know, for all the stuff we get about Aaron Boone never saying a word cross about a player, you can't tell me that Alex Cora and the way he handled this helped. I'm sorry. If you think they're better off and he's a selfish player, fine. But at the beginning of the year, Alex Cora was very blunt about it. Hey, when asked about the promises made to him, hey, that was Bloom, different GM. That's what he said. And then when talking about some of the issues, he didn't care to try and put Devers in a better light publicly. And I'm sorry, you can't tell me it didn't hurt them. You can't tell me it didn't hurt this situation, but the idea that because he's unhappy and because, you know, there are reports now that he was frustrated when Campbell volunteered to play first after he didn't. He was frustrated that I'm sure he was really furious that Campbell volunteered to play first base after he told them no. And you know what? I'm not saying he was right to tell them no, because he should pick up a glove and try and play first base. I get it. But he was right when he said it's the Red Sox fault. Because Cassis isn't even a great player. They had one option at first base. He went down and was suddenly like, oh, why don't you play first? Like, oh, okay. I came in as your highest paid player, the one connection to the last championship team. I'm the guy you decided to build around. You promised me third base for the rest of my career. And then you come in at spring training, you tell me, no, you're not our third baseman anymore. Park your ass on the bench. You're a DH. And then the second you lose one player because you as an organization were unable to have depth at that position, you're going to turn to me and say, now I need you to play first. Now, look, having said all that, should he have done it? Absolutely, he didn't. He's also having a phenomenal season. He's also driving in as many runs as Aaron Judge. He's one of the top 10 pure hitters in this sport. You just got hot. You won again tonight. The Boston Red Sox won 2-0. You're turning your season around. And you trade the best player. I respect their opinions, But Boomer saying, I wish more teams would do this. And then Evan's like, well, it's short-lived. You know, they might sign Kyle Tucker. Okay, I get that. Yeah, they're going to have some money. First, they got to go sign Kyle Tucker. And one, and let's play this angle, because we don't know all the ins and outs or how many friends he has. How a free agent's going to feel when they say, oh, yeah, you know, oh, yeah, they'll give me $300 million, but then if I don't jump through hoops for them, they'll trade my ass. If I don't jump through hoops for them, they're going to call me not a team player. They're not going to communicate with me. Then they're going to make demands of me. And if I go, I don't know, I'm a bad guy. Let's see how many big free agents are running to go take Boston's money after this situation. Now, if they put absolutely the most out there for Tucker, I'm not saying he wouldn't come to Boston, but all things considered, maybe he feels different. Yeah, I mean, you're hearing stuff that, you know, the front office is going over the manager's head to tell players, you know, what they want to do. You got the idea that there's reports that the coaching staff is fed up with the front office and all their nonsense. And when Roman Anthony missed the ball in the outfield, like I talked about earlier, they had him running sprints in the outfield. And a lot of people felt like it was a message to the front office that the guys you're bringing up aren't fundamentally sound, or they're not smart ball players, or they're this or that or whatever, and they're not focused on certain things. So when they make mistakes, I'm going to run them publicly out on Fenway's, you know, outfield to show you this is what I'm punishing them. Like, it is a mess over there in every way, shape, and form. And then when asked about whether or not he's giving up on the team, he gives you this line. This is Breslow in the press conference yesterday.
The opportunity to maybe repackage some of the resources and fill some voids in the roster as early as, you know, approaching this year's deadline, and being really intentional about the environment that we create for these young players to thrive in, then I do think that there is a real chance that at the end of the season, we're looking back and we've won more games than we otherwise would have.
Yeah, no, I'm sure there is. I'm sure there's a chance. I'm sure there's a chance trading where your best player gives you the best chance to win. I mean, come on. Oh, some roles that some different, you know, going to have some, be able to fill some different roles. Yeah, with who? Who's better than Rafael Devers? Please. And then Cora says, yeah, he's going to be hard to replace. Of course he's going to be hard to replace. The players are like, yeah, we were shocked. We were on the plane. All of a sudden he got off the plane. There's no communication whatsoever. And I guess he mentioned, we have another cut here about the communication. I don't know if it's just with Devers or the organization, but... Breslow talking about the communication inside the organization.
I don't know if this outcome would have played out any differently. You know, I think that there's a decent chance that it wouldn't have, but I absolutely need to have the humility to think back on the interactions and figure out what I could have done better.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, in other words, like, yeah, I don't think it would have mattered. This guy didn't want to win, but I guess I could go revisit it.
Isn't the problem him communicating with players at all? Like, isn't, you know, yeah. Stearns talks to Mendoza, who talks to the players. Cashman right. talks to Boone, who talks to the players. Right. You have a manager to do that.
Yep.
And he has a reputation for being quite good at it.
Yeah. No, I don't disagree. I mean, he was really good when he was telling them where to put the screens and how to bang on the trash cans. Alex Cora was an incredible communicator at that moment. And... I have to get it in. But no doubt. He's done an incredible job in Boston, and he is very much in tune with his players, and his players love him. And there is no reason why anyone in the front office or anything else should be communicating directly to players and not go through Alex Cora. I do think Alex Cora didn't make it sound like he was, you know, there was a couple comments early on about Devers that I thought he could have handled differently. And clearly, I said it at the time. I said, okay, now if this were Boone, right, or some other managers who are too kind, because I remember a bunch of people tweeting at me as he took on Devers saying, this is how you handle it. This is how a manager, he's honest, he's telling his players, you know, and look, he got him to play DH. Yeah, okay, he got him to play DH. He got him to play DH, all pissed off, and it ended up in a trade.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I'm sorry. It's just laughable. It's laughable. And I can't believe how many people are telling, well, listen, he had to go. He was a cancer. He was this. He was that. Organizations can't be afraid to make these kind of decisions. You don't have to be. I'm not saying you can't trade him. I'm saying you can't trade him now. Can you imagine? Your team is just turning on. You're half a game out of the wild card. In a lousy American League, you just beat the best team in the American League, along with the Tigers. You swept them, won 5 in a row. And you're gonna go ahead and trade your best player and then tell me, well, there's a better chance that, we didn't want the rookies around his, okay, you didn't want the rookies around him. Oh, I know. Oh, it must have been terrible. That picture of him, with the mascot's head on in the dugout, man. Imagine what he was saying under his breath while he was celebrating with the team with the mascot helmet on. I mean, who knows what he was saying? Screw this place. I hate this place. Yeah. No, it's fun. Put the mask on. Yeah, guys, don't listen to anything Cora says. Oh, yeah. Like, what are we talking about? He looked perfectly happy to me. He looked perfectly fine. I'm not saying he was happy that he isn't happy to be traded, but he would have made it through the season being nothing but a professional hitter and helping the Red Sox win. And maybe he wins one more and then tells you to stick it. Maybe. I don't know. But my goodness. Now I got to listen to that crap. And all of this, I'm supposed to be enjoying this. I'm supposed to be enjoying the idea that the Red Sox did the dumbest thing in baseball this year. And then, Breslow with another great quote as Fliegelman sent it to me. It's not, and this is Breslow during the press conference yesterday, it's not that this was the best deal that we could get, because the best deal that we could get may not necessarily be good enough to trade a player like Rafael Devers. But when you consider all the factors here, this is the one that made sense. What the hell does that mean? It's not the best because the best wouldn't get it done? Yeah, right. Then it's not the best then, but the point is, if you want that, you're pretty much saying we had to trade him, and it's not necessarily the best deal, because the best deal that we would have wanted might not have got us a player like Rafael Devers, but this one made the most sense because we had to ship him the hell out of here. We wanted someone to eat up all the money, and the second the San Francisco Giants said we'll take in the entire contract, you said whatever, throw in Hicks, he throws hard. Who was your first pick last year? I also saw this. San Francisco Giants picked right after the Boston Red Sox. So the draft pick that they traded back for, they passed on him. Like they could have had him last year. That's what they thought of him. They passed on him. Now they're trading Rafael Devers for a pitcher that they passed on last year in his draft. I mean, it's just ridiculous. That is an amazing quote. It's not that it was the best deal that we could get, because the best deal that we could get may not necessarily be good enough to trade a player like Rafi Devers. But when you consider all the factors here, this is the one that made sense. I have no idea what he's talking about. It's not the best deal we could get, because the best deal we could get may not necessarily get. Like, what are we talking about? He's talking in circles because he has no idea what to say. He has no idea what to say. Why is this? Why was this trade so crappy? I don't know, because, hey, look, could it have been better? Sure. But if it was better, it would have been harder to be better. And if it's better than what we're all expecting, then how could I honestly get a player like Devers for it? So better, maybe, but does better make sense? Because making sense is what happened with this deal. What? Unbelievable. That is just too funny to me. And I'm supposed to enjoy this. I'm supposed to enjoy the Red Sox falling apart. I'm supposed to enjoy trading Rafael Devers. I'm supposed to enjoy not having to see him in the division anymore. I'm supposed to enjoy it. And instead, the Yankees had to give me that crap last night. Now I can't enjoy anything.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.